It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. In a moment, we will get you the brand new Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. The WIP Afternoon Show Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of our fantasy football league. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather the Phillies do this offseason, sign Juan Soto or run it back? Now, we're at 91% sign Juan Soto, but only 2,100 votes.
Ah.
We need to get that number to 8,000.
Yes. By the end of the day?
Well, what if we just do four? What if we keep doing the poll? And present it to Middleton as, you know, we did it 10 times and we had 4,000 people each time. That's 40,000
people. 40,000 people.
Yes, everyone's going to be thrilled. Big changes in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Let's do it.
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
I mean, we're halfway through the season. And remember, the Eagles Insider of the Year award is awarded at the end of the Eagles season. Halfway through. Ike.
Yes.
Your inactivity is worrisome to the panel. Let me just put that out there.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a couple logs on the fire.
Okay. Right.
Waiting to see them.
All right. Last year.
I just told you we might sign Sidarius Smith.
Right, yeah. After he's reportedly out there for a day three pick.
After Jack told you on the air.
Oh, man.
Okay. Last week's power rankings.
All right.
Last week's power rankings number, and we have a new number one.
Ah.
Last week's power rankings number 5 Howard Eskin, number 4 Donovan McNabb, number 3 Elliot Shore Parks, number 2 Ike Reese. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
And number 1 the newspaper reporter.
Yes.
He's hanging in there.
We have a couple people who have dropped out, and we have a new number one. Number 5 Brian Baldinger.
That's right.
Baldy.
Broke
a big story. He underplayed it, but saying a few players spoke up about the offense, and now we have a good offense.
Yeah.
It's a big story from Baldy.
When he said the guys may speak up on it today.
Yeah, that was, wasn't
I'm
that
sure
interesting?
Somebody, well, he probably knows his tweets are out there, so somebody's going to ask the players about it.
The players today.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think anyone cops to it?
There's certain players I think would. Maybe the right tackle.
Okay. Well, the right tackle has complained about them not getting to the line and snapping the ball quick enough. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, there was a newspaper reporter story, and actually Jalen said that he had said that they weren't snapping the ball quickly enough.
Yeah. Notice how Jalen is on top of all this
stuff. Yeah.
Man.
On board.
Yes. How do we snap the ball more quickly? If we only knew who... Okay. All right. Number 5 is Brian Baldinger.
Okay.
Number 4, dropping 2 slots, is Ike Reese.
Yep.
I'm almost out.
Still in the top 5.
It's time to push Ike.
Dropping out of the power ranking.
Ooh.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, you're out
inactivity.
5. Out 5, yeah.
Donovan here.
And Howard Eskin.
The king is out?
Dope.
Look. You can't, if you're, this is for reporters.
Yes.
Well, do reporters taunt fans on the sideline after the team plays well?
They usually don't, no.
He's not on the team.
Yeah.
Nah, you're right. Usually don't. I just thought his under the center.
It got him one week.
Nugget kind of.
Oh, it what did. A big report. He observed it at practice.
Yeah. And he got a.
Spike's been saying it for 2 months.
Yes. He got a bump last week for it, and this week he revealed that he hushed fans on the sideline.
Yeah, he basically told on himself.
Eagles fans and called them morons.
Morons, of course.
Yeah.
Dopes.
We can't have that. We have too much respect for our listeners.
Totally.
Yeah. So Howard
Eskin. He's bringing down the integrity of this show.
Yep. The integrity, huh? So number 5 is Brian Baldinger. Number 4, Ike Reese. Still at number 3 is Elliot Shore Parks.
Yes.
Ah.
He's doing a good job, but we're a little bit worried about the worm creeping its way back in as the Eagles play better.
Yeah, you got to watch that dude, man. You don't know. Elliot is like he's slippery.
Well, and if he is, okay, so we found out yesterday that the reason he is pushing forward his Jalen Hurts agenda is to legitimize his training camp stats. It's got to be about the people and the craft. It can't be about you. You know, the people we want to have on this list are people who care about the truth. You know, as they say, democracy dies in darkness. And Elliot, we can't.
Well, who says that?
Washington Post said it, but nobody likes the Washington Post anymore. So I guess it was just what popped into my head about journalists.
Okay.
But Elliot can't care more about his own brand than the truth.
Well, especially when it's affecting what he's saying on the air.
Yes.
I mean, he sounded insane yesterday.
Yeah, that they're not a running team.
They have the number one rush attempts, like whatever, the most rushing attempts since the bye week.
Yes.
They're a rushing offense.
Yes.
I mean, literally, it's 2-1 rushing attempts to passing attempts.
Yeah, it's come on, Elliot. All right.
Of course, they can throw they can throw the ball, moron.
Right.
Like, it's just like they're not going to just run the ball 100% of the time.
Moron.
Yeah. So we have a new number one, which means that the newspaper reporter drops to 2.
But again, the newspaper reporter doesn't do well when the Eagles are playing good.
Yes, but when people are sniping and backstabbing.
Yes, that's when the newspaper reporter's on top of his game.
Yep. The new number one coming from outside the power rankings to re-debut at number one is John Clark.
Clarky?
Yes.
Got the scoop that we got the scoop that Jalen Hurts did not play golf. Mm-hmm. We got that scoop today, but he got the scoop that Jeffrey Lurie, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts played golf with Barack Obama yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still need to know if he took that photo.
He did not.
Okay. Are you inside sourcing the inside?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it Tyree the caddy who called us earlier, maybe?
No, it was not. But part of having inside sources is having inside sources.
Whoa, that's an insider report right there from Ike, Jack, that John Clark didn't take the photo.
Yeah, but is it John Clark Insider of the Year or is it Eagles Insider of the Year?
Well, it's Eagles related.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want to report who took the photo?
I cannot report who took the photo. I cannot report because I don't know who took the photo.
Okay.
He didn't tell me that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. The new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yes.
With a new number one, John Clark. He's going to have to work hard.
You know, the first thing I asked him was, were you golfing?
Yes.
Were you hiding in the woods?
Yeah, right. So he was like, no. So somebody sent him the photo.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I guess I can divulge that.
It still counts. It still counts.
Am I allowed to say that?
Well, you just did.
Yeah,
I get it's too late, you know, one way or another. Am I allowed to say that? Well,
sort of like me asking John, am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Or is he trying to keep the ruse up that he took the photo?
No, that's not what he's doing.
The problem is you just said it.
I know.
Yeah. On the radio.
I didn't realize everybody was listening.
Oh, well, they are. They are. Reports are that they are. All right. 215-592-9494. Jennifer in Tennessee, what do you want to sacrifice for Soto?
Okay, so I am willing to shave my head, even if it's the middle of winter.
Wow.
And post a picture on X. And I'm also willing to call WIP in the middle of the night when one of the hosts that Jack knows my little list of people that I don't really like on WIP is hosting.
Are we allowed to know who she doesn't really like or no? Is it Jolly?
John
Johnson.
Plus the phone call would be recorded in.
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
Oh,
it's Teeks.
Wow. Well, a shaved head is a big one from Jennifer. I think.
Yeah. Especially a woman, man.
Yeah,
that is huge.
You don't already have a shaved head, do you, Jennifer?
It's
good question, Spike.
It's partially done because of my sister's colon cancer.
Oh, God bless your sister.
Yes.
But it's not all the way done.
All right. No. This counts.
It's the middle of winter.
Yes.
So even if he gets traded in the middle of winter, I will be willing to do it. But
we'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, and Jack, here's the thing. I just wanted to do my monthly, this month is the 4-month call-in, so I didn't even know what the question was.
Oh, the anniversary, yeah.
When you asked me, I was just calling in on my anniversary.
I got a quick question, Jennifer.
Yes.
You don't sound like you're from Tennessee.
No, I am not.
Okay.
Let's see here. So I grew up coloring with crowns.
So she's a Delco?
Well,
I'm a Chester. I'm a Chester County gal.
Okay.
In fact, I grew up going to movies at the Colonial Theater where Joe Conklin's going to be in February.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you say Crowns, you're local.
Yeah, and you're too tuned in to what's going on here, so I'm like, I know she can't be from Tennessee.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the Justin from Tennessee sort of twang.
Yeah, there's no draw.
Voice. Yeah, there's no draw there. Yeah. So I kind of figured you were from here, though. Okay, cool.
All right, Jennifer, well, you're in, and because you've said it on the air, it is a promise. It's in blood. So if they sign Soto, your sacrifice, you got to shave your head and call Tom Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I will. I will do that.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean, she could have also been talking about like this. It's Jolly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about you guys, because I'm a foxhole guy. But
yes.
So I have been on a golf course. In both a golf cart and walked on it, but I was not golfing. I was birding with my husband.
You were birding?
Is that what they call it these days?
Now listen to me, you all. That is my husband's thing. Y'all watch football and sports, and he birds. He has like a life bird list.
Really? He's a loser. Oh, God. That's Fritz. Don't do that, Fritz.
19 years, okay?
Yeah, the man likes watching birds.
He watches baseball with me, and I go on birding trips.
You know what? I think that's nice.
What's your go-to bird?
Yeah, what's your favorite bird?
I love the great blue heron is my favorite.
I'm a robin's man.
I played at the blue heron.
What that looks like, because I know y'all didn't know like the difference between hawks and eagles.
Well, wait,
that's Jack who doesn't know the difference between anything.
I'm a birdsman.
Wait, hold on. Isn't the great blue heron the one that looks sort of like a dinosaur almost with a real long beak? It's got a really long wingspan.
I thought they had long necks.
Both.
They do have long necks, but. I'll just have to post a picture on
Okay.
For
you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk to you in a month, but I'll be listening to see what happens.
She calls every
You'll
month.
Always oh. get me through either my boring walking workout or I told Jack. See, waiting on hold. I said, well, y'all gave me time to get my boring work assignment done, come up with a really good answer, and now I'm ready. In about 45 minutes, I'm going to meet my husband for a drink. So
sounds perfect.
That's what I'm talking about.
What an afternoon. Having a drink.
Yeah.
Looking at
for a drink.
Birds.
Watching birds.
Yeah.
Watching
all right, Jennifer.
Birds.
All right. You guys be good. We'll talk to you in a month.
All right, Jennifer.
He's reminding us it's going to be a month.
Yeah, I love her. I love that she doesn't like TK either. I love TK, but
TK can rub people the wrong way.
Yes, I understand it.
He's a gristle.
Yeah, you know what rubs me the wrong way? Your old drafty windows. They're pathetic. I'm embarrassed for you. I feel bad for your family that when cold weather's coming, they're going to hear all that you know, cold air coming through the old drafty windows because you didn't do anything about it. Guida knows. Guida cares about you and your family. So to get you to finally do it, replace your doors and windows, they have the buy one, get one half off sale. Sounds like a good deal to me. Buy a window, get another window 50% off. Buy a door, get another door 50% off. Mix and match, right? You got three doors, three windows. They'll take care of it that way. The more that you buy, the more that you save. They're also going to let you start it all with no money down and get you interest-free financing for up to 18 months. This isn't going to last forever, though. It's not going to last forever. There are restrictions. So for the details, if you want to get all the details, I'm only giving you a portion of the details, call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll even hook you up with a free, no-obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Herb.
What's happening, boy?
We're going from Jennifer to Herb.
Yes.
You're trying to get Juan Soto here. What that's about, 15-year contract. You're talking like, so he's like 41 years old. You think he's going to do that for about at least, I don't know, between 50 and 60 million a year, huh? You know.
Yeah.
That's what the money, what these guys are getting paid. I mean, Bryce Harper cut him a break in 13 years, you know, and but he didn't.
Cut him a break. Wasn't the richest contract in baseball history?
I'm going to tell you, if Soto comes here,
yeah,
he's going to get Bryce Harper is going to get some more what he wants, like what he talked about in the beginning of this year that he wanted an extension. You know,
Ike knows.
Yep.
The thing is, we got to win a World Series, though. You
That's
know?
What I'm saying. So what are you going to sacrifice for Juan Soto, Herb?
What I would sacrifice is, okay, it's not really a sacrifice. If they signed him to a long-term deal,
mm-hmm.
I get up there on stage.
Well.
Ike Reese, you can play the music.
Okay.
Four Tops, Temptations, bring it on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even invite.
There's a reason why he didn't have you two play the Four Tops or the Temptations.
Yeah, why is that? Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Dance all night long.
This sounds like something you want to do. That's not what a sacrifice is.
That does sound like something you want to do.
Sounds like you've been thinking about that for a while.
I was thinking about sacrificing about. You know, maybe instead of going, do I wait a couple years to go back to Europe or something, you know?
What are you sacrificing by not going to Europe?
Yeah, because I want to go next year. I really want to go to Europe for at least 12 days, you know? So
that's a lot of money.
Places I want to stay, and I want to go back to Spain. So.
Oh, you had a good time. You had a good time over there, didn't you?
Well, it was a long time ago, though. Yeah, but I had a good time. Yeah, well, but I mean,
we were in Brazil.
Brazil. You got to bring yourself back a wife, Herb.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
You know, a little 90-day fiancé action.
Yeah, there you go.
So, it's going to take some money to get that guy here. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got it, though.
He's Boris's client. I can understand all that, you know, but...
Boris is definitely asking for an extension along with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Along with this contract.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He's getting Bryce an extension, too.
I expect the Phillies, I'm going to tell you, they need a couple of new pitchers, and they need a couple of new players, man. There's going to be some changes, I'm going to tell you, in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. This Romuto is better bring the stick with him next year. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear nothing, you know.
You always bring the stick.
Paying you big money to do what you're doing, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You always bring the stick, right?
Yeah, I bring the stick, brother.
That's good.
Yeah, I bring the
stick. I know what you're talking about, too.
Hey, we had a good time with that. I agree.
Yes.
We had a good time with what's his name? Then we got
sure did.
33. He was there. He came.
Oh,
up.
Cooper DeJean. Oh, yeah, you was all over Coop, man.
Hey,
we had a good time with him. Didn't we, brother?
Hold on.
You know what I told him?
What'd you tell him?
You're ready. I said you're ready to take one of the distance. You're gonna be like Brian Westbrook or Deshaun Jackson, baby.
A punt returner,
you're getting ready to bust one?
Yo,
Herb, your new haircut looked clean, man. Is that the way your hair normally is? Like really tight on the sides, longer up top?
That's the new style.
Yeah, that's the way the kids are sure is, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Herb. Well.
I had too much on the side there, you know?
So we determined by sacrificing you're performing the Four Tops on stage and not going to Europe.
Well, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a serious sacrifice.
Yeah,
I like that.
Sounds like a big one.
I like that.
Ain't no woman like the one I got.
No one can get you better.
Hey, Herb, don't make us wait for Juan Soto. Why don't you give us a little Four Tops right now? Yeah, why don't you just hit us with a little Four Tops?
You've been to Motown, right? You ever been to Motown, Spike?
I've never been to Detroit, no.
That place is wild. Motown.
I thought that was Memphis.
Where'd you think it was?
I thought it was Memphis.
You thought Motown was in Memphis?
Yeah. What is Memphis?
It's Memphis.
Gordy Howe, man. You know Gordy Howe? He lives in Los Angeles, man.
Did you just bring up Gordy Howe?
He's thinking about Motown.
Still talking about Motown.
Yeah, Motown. He lives in. He's retired. He's got to be in his late 80s, man.
Ah, even if he's alive.
Yeah, give us a little Four
he's
Tops,
alive.
Though.
He's alive.
Give us a little Jackson 5, if we're talking Motown.
I remember when the Jackson 5 started. I remember all that, man.
Yes, it's not what I asked. But
can you sing? Just sing the song. Sing a song.
Right? Yeah.
Huh?
Sing a song.
Give us a little ABC.
I can only do it when I'm not a singer, man. I'm a dancer. You understand? I'm not a singer.
You light on your feet?
I know when I hear it on the radio.
Yes.
That's when I get excited. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only two. I'll be honest with you. There's only maybe five or six bands that Chicago is one of my favorite bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, they're actually going to be playing, I think.
Now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
Atlantic City.
But I just want you to know.
The Four Tops. I like Diana Ross. I like the Four Tops, the Temptations.
Yeah.
I like the one that was from North Philly. The style, you know, the Stylistics, remember
that?
Oh,
yeah, Stylistics, yeah. Temptations.
Listen to that before you were playing high school football, like Reese. I know you. Mm-mm. I know you had that.
That's more of a 70s.
You know what he's talking about.
Boy. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Cincinnati in that house you were living in, boy.
I know, man. There's a lot of stuff going on in that house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Having them girls come over the house when mom and dad were going out to buy.
Ooh, boy.
Chips, huh?
Yep.
I agree, sir.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, boy. Yep.
Mama granddad right now. Yep.
Big
That's what happened.
Penn State, Ohio State. Big game up there.
And we switched to another sport.
What else do you have in the holster?
This is the weekend. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Herb. We got to go, brother.
All righty.
I'll be down at the Wells Fargo doing my double tomorrow.
Good to know. All right.
Yeah.
My
Thank God.
With the Flyers.
Yes, sir.
Halloween.
No, yes.
Halloween with the Flyers.
Come yes. On. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I say, hey, you know what? I like Hershey stuff. You know,
real quick.
Don't surprise me. You like chocolate.
Yes.
Like,
you know what he's talking about.
Yep.
I like Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth was good. I like Milky Way.
Babe Ruth was a baseball player. You mean Baby Ruth?
Baby Ruth, yeah.
Babe Ruth, yeah, he had his own candy, man.
All right, last thing, Herb. Tomorrow is Halloween. Are you going to work even though it's Halloween?
I'm going to work, but we're not dressed up.
Okay, right. Yeah. Just making sure.
Who
just
would ever do that?
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay.
They don't want nobody dressing up down there.
All right, Herb.
Serious business only,
and it'd be hard to drive with that mask on.
I'm okay with that, bro.
Okay.
All right, Herb. That was quite a Herb call. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was one for the ages.
Yeah.
Nice recap.
Just topic after topic after topic. Oh, my God. All right. The top five of five is next. Jack, what do we got going on top five?
There's been a lot of new possible drops to the show.
Oh.
And I'm trying to determine which is the next great afternoon show drop.
Ah, that's a good. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we haven't addressed, maybe during top five, the fact that Joe Giglio did a top five today.
Top five at 145.
Yeah, top five at 145 about Fritz.
Well, it's easy to do a top five once a week.
Yeah, it was about Fritz. It was like the top five reasons that Fritz...
I'm acting out on the air.
He is acting out.
Wow, I missed that.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on, so are they firing?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Listen, it's about time you showed a little bit of a backbone.
Well, at least the midday show fires back.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
We'll take them down as we need to.
A lot of blanks.
Yeah, a lot of blanks. A lot of blanks. Top
five. It's called a big dose of D.
Top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.